Cranky Paulers, written by Daryl and Sally Hodges and read by Alan King. When Dr. Jeannie and I got home, we were surprised to see Davy waiting on the porch. I sniffed the air with my tail in query position. Query position. Holding the tail out almost straight. I smelled cat, but it wasn't Major Higgins or any of the other cats I knew. Davy stood on one leg.
I've brought you a cat, Dr. Jeannie.
I didn't know you had a pet, Davy, said Dr. Jeannie.
It's my auntie's cat, said Davy.
He opened his jacket and showed us a tortoiseshell cat. It was small, skinny and scruffy, and it looked dazed.
He's hurt his head and his leg, Davy explained.
Come into the clinic, Davy, said Dr. Jeannie. Tortoiseshell. Tortoiseshell. A cat whose coat is a mixture of brown, black and orange hairs. They are almost always female. She unlocked the door and I led Davy into the examination room. Dr. Jeannie put on her white coat and then laid a fresh towel over the table. Put Puss up here. I jumped up on my special stool. It's set up in an alcove in the examination room so I can liaise with the patients without getting under Dr. Jeannie's feet. When Whiskey was ALO, he had a perch above the window.
What's Puss's name? Asked Dr. Jeannie.
Tom,
said Davy. Dr. Jeannie smiled.
Really? This is a female cat, Davy. Tortoiseshell cats are almost always girls. Maybe it's short for Thomasina.
Maybe, said Davy. She fell off a fence and hurt her leg.
Dr. Jeannie listened to Thomasina's heart with her stethoscope and then felt her all over.
You really did hurt yourself, little girl, she said.
Thomasina lay there like an old sock.
She's bumped her head, said Dr. Jeannie. This leg is broken and there seems to be some swelling over her ribs.
She frowned.
Davy, are you sure she fell off a fence?
Yes, she was walking along a fence and she fell off it.
Your aunt should have brought Thomasina in herself, said Dr. Jeannie. She has quite serious injuries.
I heard Davy swallow. He moved over to me and I put my nose into his hand. Sick animals are not the only ones who need comfort.
Davy, said Dr. Jeannie.
Auntie had to go and see her sister in hospital, said Davy. That's why she asked me to bring her to you. She would have come if she could, but she didn't want to miss her train. Can you fix Thomasina?
I ought to talk to your aunt first, said Dr. Jeannie. But this leg needs to be set as soon as possible.
She was gently feeling the cat's front leg.
It's a clean break and should heal well.
What about her head? She was knocked out.
That's just a bruise, I think. We'll know more tomorrow.
Dr. Jeannie smiled.
You better go on home now, Davy. Call round tomorrow afternoon with your aunt.
Davy closed his fingers gently round my nose and I licked his hand. I jumped off my stool and led Davy out of the clinic, wagging my tail to let him know everything would be all right. I hoped so, anyway.